Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Dear beloved, you are welcome to this week of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God and Maker, we want to say thank you to you. We bless your name. We magnify your holy name. We thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for us, all you are doing, all that you set to do for us. We say glory, honor, praises, adoration be unto you, our Maker. Thank you, everlasting God, for your peace, for your love, for your joy that permeates in our lives. Thank you for every member of our household. Thank you for keeping them. Thank you for not allowing us to hear any bad reports concerning them. We say glory be unto your holy name, Lord. Everlasting Lord, we want to thank you also for all the past broadcasts, for all the souls that have been won for your kingdom, for all manners of testimonies that we have heard. And we say, be thou lifted up, my Lord, be thou exalted, be thou glorified, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we commit today's broadcast into your hands, and we pray, Lord, that indeed, Lord, you breathe upon it. Let it bring forth transformation, let it bring forth healing, let it bring forth salvation, let it draw us closer unto you, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father, thank you, Son, thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for your lives. Thank you for making it possible for you to join this broadcast today. And I pray that the Almighty God will do something extraordinary in your lives in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. The Lord will meet you at a point of need. When you cry unto Him, the Lord will answer you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And today I'm going to be sharing with you what I titled, No More Wastages, that there will be no more wastages in your life, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm going to take my text from the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 65, and I'm reading from verse 19 to 24. He said, I will rejoice in Jerusalem and be glad in my people. No more shall be heard in it the sound of weeping and the cry of distress. No more shall there be in it an infant who lives but a few days, or an old man who does not fill out his days. For the young man shall die 100 years old, and a sinner 100 years old shall be accursed. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruits. They shall not build another inhabit. They shall not plant another eat. For like the days of a tree shall the days of my people be, and my chosen shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain, or bear children for calamity, for they shall be the offsprings of the blessed of the Lord, and their descendants with them. Before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. May the Lord bless the reading of His word, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord we serve cares for us. We are precious in His sight and is ready to remove every manner of wastages in our lives in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. From that passage, there are key things we can learn. Number one thing is that the Lord is ready to rejoice in you. You will be the delight of the Lord, the grace to please Him all the days of your life He will release unto you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You will never incur the wrath of the Almighty God. The Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 62, verse 5, it says, for as a young man marries a young woman, so shall your son marry you. And as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall your God rejoice over you. Your God will rejoice over you. The Almighty God will rejoice concerning you in the mighty name of Jesus, because you will do His bidding. Because you will obey Him, because you will walk in line with His precepts in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord is also saying that He's going to remove sorrow and sighing from you. The Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah chapter 35, verse 10. Isaiah 35, verse 10. He said, "And the ransom of the Lord shall return, and come to Zion with singing." You will come to Zion with singing. "Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads, and they shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Sorrow shall be far away from you in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever that want to make you be sorrowful, the Lord will separate you from them in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Every plans, every machinations of the enemy to bring sorrow into your life, the Lord will frustrate such plans in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing we not to know is that the Lord is telling you and I that He's going to wipe away our tears. He tells us in the book of Revelations chapter 21, reading from verse 4. He said, "He will wipe away every tears from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away." Those former things have passed away. Those things that brings you sorrow, the Lord is going to remove them. Because, brothers and sisters, I want you to know that you will never know a better yesterday. Every day of your life, you continue to make progress. The Lord will continue to lift you up. The Lord will continue to guide and direct you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. The Lord will keep you away from every manner of confusion, because His light will perpetually shine upon you. It will illuminate your path. You will not walk in darkness in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord is also telling you that it will be well with you because you fear the Lord. You will fear this God. You will reverence the Lord. And as you reverence Him, the Lord will make sure that it is well with you. Because the Bible tells us in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 8, reading from verse 12, He said, "Though a sinner does evil 100 times and prolong his life, yet I know that it will be well with those who fear God, because they fear before Him." The Lord is saying, it will be well with you because you fear this God. You will reverence your God. You will make Him your number one priority in the mighty name of Jesus. And for that reason, it's going to be well with you in the morning. It will be well with you at daytime. It will be well with you at nighttime in the mighty name of Jesus. It will be well with you in every facet of your life because you fear the Lord, because you fear this God, because you reverence Him, because you make Him your number one priority. The Lord will make way for you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord is also telling you, my brothers and sisters, this day that you will not die young. Neither are you going to bury your young ones. He tells us in that book of Isaiah that we read, Isaiah 65 verse 20. He said, "No more shall there be in it an infant who lives for a few years, or an old man who does not fill out his days. For the young man shall die a young 100 years, and the sinner 100 years shall be accursed." Brothers and sisters, the Lord is saying that, look, even your children, they will not die young. You will not bury your children. You will not shed tears of sorrow concerning your children in the mighty name of Jesus. Brothers and sisters, that which is giving you joy today will never turn to sorrow in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because why? Because you fear this God. Because you reverence Him. Because you place Him where He belongs, as your master, as your maker, as your Lord, as your Savior. For that reason, He will not leave you. He will not leave you. He will not abandon you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I also want us to know that because you fear this God, there will be no more abandoned projects in your life. No more abandoned projects. That Isaiah 65 verse 21, he said, "They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build another inhabit. They shall not plant another eat. For like the days of a tree shall the days of my people be, and my chosen shall long enjoy the work of their hands." You will enjoy the work of your hands. In verse 23, it says, "They shall not labor in vain." You will not labor in vain. That which you have started, the grace to complete, the Lord will release unto you. The Lord will send helpers of destiny unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. They shall not labor in vain or bear children for calamity. Your children will not be for calamity. Your children will not be rebellious in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Could there be any child there that is being rebellious? The Spirit of God will touch that child in the mighty name of Jesus. The hardened heart will be turned to a heart of flesh in the name of our Lord Jesus. He said, they shall not labor in vain or bear children for calamity, for they shall be the offspring of the blessed of the Lord, and their descendants with them. You shall be the offspring of the blessed of the Lord. The Almighty God will bless you in all that you do. He will breathe upon the works of your hands in the mighty name of Jesus. You will not toil, you will not labor in vain. Whenever you plant, you will reap in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Those who have been asking you, where is your God will answer them. Your God will answer them. Your God will silence every mocker of your life. Every penania that is making jest of you, the Lord will silence them. As the Lord silenced penania concerning Anna, the Lord will silence the penania of your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Every Tambalas, every Tobias that is asking, where is your God, making jest of you, the Lord will rise on your behalf in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. And I also want us to know that the heavens, your heavens shall be opened. Whenever you call unto him, the Lord will answer you. Your prayers will not be an abomination in the ears of the Lord. He tells us in that Isaiah 65 verse 24, he said, before they call, I will answer. He said, while they were yet speaking, I will hear. Before you call, the Lord will answer. Because it's a God that answers prayer. It's the one that in the first instance say, ask and you will be given. Say, seek and you will find. Knock and the door shall be opened. So whenever you call unto him, the Lord will answer you. He will answer you speedily in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Your heavens shall remain open in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because this is your season of rejoicing, you will rejoice in the Lord. He will perfect that which concerns you. The Lord will fight your battles. He will make way for you. No longer shall you experience any manner of wastages because the Lord cares for you, because the Lord loves you. But brothers and sisters, all these I'm saying, it's about those who have a relationship with this God. It's about those who have dedicated their lives unto him. It's about those who are saying that, Jesus, it is you I'm going to serve all the days of my life. It's about people who do not have plan B, but the only plan they have, it's about Jesus. People who are ready to propagate the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who are ready to tell the world that there is a God, there is a God in heaven, there is a God in whom nothing is impossible, there is a God that cares, there is a God that loves, there is a God that cherishes. Those who are ready to accept that God are the ones I'm talking about. And if you are not sure whether you know this Jesus, you are not sure whether you have a relationship with this Jesus, I want to give you this wonderful and unique opportunity today to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Because if you are with him, he will never leave you. He will never forsake you. Even when you pass through the fire, he will be with you. He will not allow the rivers, the storm of life, to overcome you. And so, brothers and sisters, why not accept this Jesus today? So just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name, I prayed. Amen. Father, I want to thank you. I bless you on behalf of this, your children that have given their lives unto you. For every one of you that have heard me today, this is a new season for you. A new season of joy, a new season of peace, a new season of victory in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Almighty God will guide you. The Almighty God will direct your path. He will not allow you to fall. You will not fail. You will not falter. You will not stumble in the name of Jesus. The Lord will take you from the miry clay of life and put you upon the solid rock. In the name of Jesus, he will put a new song in your mouth, song of rejoicing, song of praise, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. so shall it be concerning you. Every plans of the enemy concerning you and your family, they will not come to pass in the name of Jesus. The Almighty God will fortify you. No weapon fashioned against you will prosper, and every tongue that rises against you in judgment shall be condemned. So continue to enjoy the joy and the peace of the Lord until we meet again next week in the name of our Lord Jesus. God bless you mightily in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request, or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.